Hey, there you are. I couldn't find you before, and I was wondering if you'd maybe been scared off. Not that I'd blame you if you did. This whole thing can get pretty intimidating pretty fast, right? That's probably why there aren't that many people here. It's not something everyone is comfortable with. That, or they weren't able to get their paperwork submitted in time. You know, the surveys, the consent forms, the medical stuff. Though, now that I'm looking, there are actually more people than I expected. I'm surprised. Yeah, maybe it's just the type of people that gravitate towards this job. It feels like you need a specific group dynamic to make something like this work. I mean, if my last job had suggested we all have a no-strings-attached fuck session, I would have noped the hell out of that one so fast. Ugh. But yeah, I really like the idea conceptually, and I'm always down for a bit of fun sex positivity. And clearly I'm not the only one. I mean, holy shit. Yeah, Cheryl is getting gangbanged in the conference room right now. Have you seen? She's got Kyle fucking her mouth and Lars fucking her pussy. And she's jerking Chris off with one hand and Angus with the other. And Kirill and Ian are jerking themselves off over her or just keeping themselves going while they wait in line. I couldn't really tell. Yeah, she's the star of the show right now. She's got slightly under half of all male employees tied up in her. Or on her. All over her. I know, right? She's usually so sweet. It's kind of weird seeing her like that. Remember when she showed us those pictures of her cats? Well, she seems to be having fun, at least. And in the break room right now, Kat has Lorenzo sprawled on the couch with her perched on his face. Harry has Alice up against the wall, and Riley is railing Renee over the coffee table. Try saying that 5 times real fast. I'm serious. I was just there. He's balls deep in her, growling and hissing, pulling her hair. Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, I couldn't believe it either. I guess it's true, that stereotype about the shy, quiet guys secretly being total freaks in bed. Well, on coffee tables, in this case. What else? Oh, yeah, when I was getting my dental dams, I ran into Sunil and Amina just crawling all over each other in her office. That was really adorable, actually. It's almost uncomfortable to watch because of just how intimate it is. Like, you feel like you shouldn't be there, you're, like, interrupting their moment. I mean, they've been making eyes at each other for a while, right? Did you ever notice? Exactly! Everyone's favorite work couple. Aside from us, I mean. Charisma is giving Jean an awkward blowjob in the bathroom. It was kind of funny how embarrassed they were when I caught them. I mean, I get everyone has different preferences and tolerances, but getting embarrassed over one little blowjob while all this is happening, it's a bit like getting embarrassed about listening to music with headphones on a bus, if you know what I mean. Not exactly a big deal. What about you? Have you indulged yet? No? Yeah, I get that. Well, I went to the one last year, which actually was first one of these we ever did. Yeah, you weren't there, obviously. I showed up because I wanted to support the idea, but when I actually arrived, I couldn't really bring myself to do anything. Yeah, I mostly just stood around with my hand down my pants, watching. So I'm trying to rectify that this time, get a little more involved. Well, so far, all I've done is eat out Christina while she watched Keith blowing Brandon over in the cubicles. Oh yeah, it was big bisexual hours over on that side for a while. Well, I like to think I did a good job. She seemed pretty happy with my performance. I'm pretty sure I've still got her cum all over my lips. Yep. Yeah, I guess you could taste her if you kissed me. Is that what you want to do? Or I guess what I mean is, are you more interested in tasting her or in tasting me? Because it's okay either way, whatever you want to do. But I kind of hope it's the latter. Ugh, yes, here I am beating around the bush at an orgy of all things. I like you. I mean, hopefully you know that by now, after all this time, and... Exactly! You're my work husband. I know we've talked and joked a bit, but you never... said. I mean, I wasn't sure how comfortable you were taking things in a more intimate direction. I mean, you're here, so obviously you're not a prude or anything. Still, I was wondering if maybe you were worried about the emotional aspect, or maybe just the commitment, the implications of us going all the way. Ugh, I don't know. I'm sorry. Maybe I've gotten this all wrong, or maybe I'm just making a bunch of assumptions, but the reason I was glad to hear that you were coming to our, you know, corporate-sanctioned fuckfest was because maybe we could try something in an environment where, well, things don't mean quite as much as they would otherwise. I'm not saying we should just hook up and forget about it. Just if things, like, don't work out, or if it turns out not to be what we want, what happens at the orgy stays at the orgy. I know that's not really how it works, but the thing is, I don't really expect that things will go wrong. I mean, I like to think that we trust each other enough and know how to communicate. Just, it's easier to work up the courage to ask when everyone else is, well, you know. You think we could take the opportunity to work consummate our work marriage? Okay, then. Do you wanna... That feels nice. Yeah, getting right into the spirit of things. I've wanted to do this for quite a while. Can you taste it? That bit of Christina? No, I never actually kissed her on the lips. Well, not those lips. She pretty much told me just to get on my knees and boom, there I went. So, this is my first kiss of the night. Yeah. Please, grab me however you want. Oh, I like that. I'll tell you what. That supply closet over there looks very inviting. Or you could just take me on the desk over there. Either way, I doubt we'll have much privacy. What, are you too good for the supply closet all of a sudden? Is it not classy enough? No, no, I don't want you to be gentle. Hey, I didn't come here expecting a tender lovemaking session. I came here to get fucked like an animal, okay? Yeah, do you think you can do that? I bet you can. Hey, let's just go, okay? Let's not think about this too much. Close the door. Or don't. I guess it doesn't really matter. Fuck. It just hit me, but it's super hot that you're still basically wearing office clothes. Yeah, like you're still trying to look composed even while this fucking beast is coming out of you. I know, right? Some of the things the others are wearing are kinda out there. I just hope you've got a spare in case this gets all messy. God, just fucking take me. Shove me against the wall, hike my skirt up, move my panties. Get that fucking cock out. Oh, yes, that is fine. Trust me, I've seen a lot of cock in the past hour. I have plenty of comparisons, and yours is fucking awesome. Yeah. Yeah, give it to me. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, God. Oh. No, go harder. Oh, God. Fuck. Yes. Oh, my God. I've wanted this for so long. Yeah. Yeah, kiss me. Yeah, yeah, you're pent up. Better take it out on me then. I'm fucking pent up too. It's been too long since I've been fucked like this. Oh my God, oh my God. That's so fucking good. Oh my God. I can't believe this is actually happening. God, oh my God, you're good. We should have done this earlier. Every time we were ever on a break, we should have. Yeah. You're right. We never would have been able to keep it quiet. I'd be screaming. I mean, we're at a fucking orgy and someone probably can still hear us. Oh my god. Yes. Oh, you're gonna come? Okay. Can you do something for me? Yeah. I want you to pull it out. I want to see you shoot it. Yeah. Yeah, do you want to stroke it or should I? Yeah. Yeah, you got this. I believe in you. Pull my blouse down. Point it at my chest. Yeah, I've got a great view from here. That's it. Come on, my tits. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Go on. Go on. Shoot it. Oh, oh yes. Yes. Fuck, that's good. You have no idea how hot you look. Losing control. Giving in to the pleasure. You ready to go again? Oh yeah, we're not done. We're just getting started. Turn me around. Shove me up against those shelves. Yeah, that's right. You're gonna fuck me from behind. How's that sound? Get that cock ready. Lift my skirt up. Oh, fuck yes. Oh my god, it's so fucking good. Oh, you can give it to me so much harder when I'm like this. Give me a sec. Let me lean forward. This is good, isn't it? I mean, are you surprised? We've always worked really well as a team. Oh, God. Remember that fucking project that everyone said would take us a month? And we finished it in 2 weeks. Just the two of us. Real sexy, right? No one else could. Oh, we seem to have company. Hey, guys. I mean, it's a bit cramped, but there's still room in here. Wait, Carl? Seriously, Tamsin? He's like a decade younger than you. You fucking cougar. I'm just kidding. We're not gonna judge. Right, babe? Oh, no, Carl, you don't need to be self-conscious. It's okay. I didn't mean anything by it. Everyone can have preferences. Yes, of course we're doing it together. What did you expect? He's making me come, and he's very good at it. Keep going, honey. So, how's the night been for you guys? Fruitful? Yeah, I bet. Oh, just each other. Yeah, that's cool. Not everyone needs to slut themselves out all over the place. You saw Cheryl, right? Like, holy shit. Oh my god, babe. Yeah. Oh, hold on. I'm getting close. I gotta focus. Yeah, babe. Just like that. Fuck. Oh, that's so good. Yes, Tamsin, I'm gonna look at the papers tomorrow. Are you seriously bringing that up right now? You bitch. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Yes. Oh, holy fuck. Thank you. For fuck's sake, Carl, start eating her so she shuts up. Who would have thought having an audience would be so annoying? Maybe we just need to find a better one. I'm just kidding, you guys. You think we should take a break? We're all supposed to pause at around 10 anyway, which is in like 15 minutes. Yeah, we're all gonna meet up in the break room to drink water, check in with how things are going, maybe swap partners, kind of like an intermission. No, I'm not letting you go, no way. There are so many more things I want to do with you.